thanks for having Highway Radio on. Gonzo's me. My friend Josh Bell is here. Josh, good to see you, man.
Good to be here.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
So Josh comes in and talks about movies. He watches the movie. I watch the trailer. Here's the trailer for Abominable.
You need to spend more time here with your family.
Oh, where are you going?
Be back before dinner.
Be careful out there.
No, boy.
Got it covered. Bye.
I just want to escape. Dad always wanted me to travel the world.
There's a Yeti on my roof.
Hey, boy.
Poor girl.
Whoa.
Yeah, you're definitely a boy.
He escaped. I want my Yeti back.
You can go your own way.
I will make sure you get home, back to your family.
Now, the trailer was cute. How was the film?
It's cute, I guess.
Who's the voice? Who are we hearing there that's the star of this thing?
Chloe Bennett from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Plays the main character, Yi, who is a teenage girl in Shanghai, and she discovers a Yeti, or an abominable snowman, on her roof.
Like you do.
Like you do, because right. It's escaped from a secret government facility, or I think it's actually not the government. It's just
some guy.
Some rich, not a scientist. He's a sort of a collector of exotic animals. There's also a scientist who's also evil. Anyway, they're after the Yeti.
Right.
And the Yeti wants to go home to Mount Everest. So she nicknames the Yeti Everest.
Okay.
And along with a couple of her neighbors, they decide they're going to take the Yeti home to Mount Everest, and the scientists are after them, and they have some adventures, and they learn about friendship and the importance of family, and it's all nice.
Right.
It's kind of low-key. It's a DreamWorks animated film, and some of their stuff can be a little manic and kind of overly in your face, like the Shrek movies and the Madagascar movies. And this one is more toned down, which I think is good, but at the same time, it's maybe a little too toned down. It's very basic. The story is simple and straightforward. There's not a lot of excitement to it. There's not necessarily a lot here for adults if you're a parent who's going to take your kid to it.
There's no fun inside jokes, you know?
Not really that I can recall. I mean, there's some nice voices. Eddie Izzard plays the evil industrialist, I guess we could call him.
Okay, right.
And Sarah Paulson plays his scientist kind of lackey slash sidekick or whatever. And they're having a good time with it, obviously. The Yeti is cute. I'm sure he'll make for some good plush toys. But really, I mean, this is the kind of thing my friend, actually my podcast co-host, Jason Harris, he likes to take his young daughter to movies, and he always falls asleep. And I think this is the perfect movie for him to take his daughter
to.
Have a nap.
Okay.
And she'll probably like it okay. There were a bunch of kids at the screening I went to, and some of them were getting a little restless. But overall, it's fine for kids, but it's completely forgettable.
Can you get out in 90 minutes or so?
Yeah, it's about 90 minutes. Okay. It's not excessively long. It does exactly what you expect it to do, and then there's a song of some sort at the end, and then it's over.
Okay, all right. And so on the Josh Bell hating everything scale of 5 stars being the best, well, how many?
I give it 2.5.
Okay.
It's mediocre all the way through.
And speaking of the podcast, what's new over there?
Yeah, our podcast, Awesome Movie Year, that I co-host with comedian Jason Harris, we just launched our second season. So each season, we look back at the movies of a different year, and we've just started talking about the films of 2007, and this week we talked about Spider-Man 3, which was the biggest movie at the box office, and lots of Spider-Man talk recently in the news. So interesting to look back at his past. You can check that out at awesomemovieyear.com or wherever you get podcasts.
And don't forget joshbellhateseverything.com. Josh, good to see you as always.
Thanks for having me.
Drive carefully, everybody. This is Highway Radio.